Well, we thank God today is a special day, a Thanksgiving day. We heard a lot of songs, hymns concerning Thanksgiving, and the choir has sung very well to praise the Lord. And today my message has to do with Thanksgiving in troublous time. And the text you mentioned before, but this is a topical message, so I will go around not just based on these two passages, but there are many other passages that are related to the topics. We are living in the midst of troublous time, and I do not need to mention about the natural disasters or the fear caused by the sin of man, which affects the whole world. We learn all this from the newspaper. We notice selfishness is on the increase, greed is rampant, crime, vice, and violence are in the ascendancy. We are living in constant fear and bewilderment, not knowing what the futures hold. And the questions that we would like to ask: does God really care? Do we have anything for which to be thankful, especially in time like this? And the answer this morning is absolutely yes. There have always been people who could be thankful in troublous time. And the first person I want to mention in my message here is the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that at the night before he was betrayed, he instituted the Lord's Supper. And he gave thanks for a body which was soon to be broken. He was going to die on the cross the next day. And it was the most cruel death. And yet, he was able to give thanks for the broken body. Others give thanks because they have a body which is not broken. And I believe many of you can be thankful because you have a healthy body. Or perhaps some of you suffer, but however, some of you, your suffering are not as much as the Lord Jesus Christ. And in this, we can also be thankful. The second person I'd like to mention here is Paul. The Apostle Paul and Silas, they were missionaries. They went to Philippi to preach the gospel. And because of the preaching of gospel, they were put in a Roman prison. Their backs were bleeding, and yet they were able to sing songs of praise to God. And this is recorded in Acts chapter 16. Paul make it a practice to give thanks, although he was often being persecuted, hated, and despised by the people. So there are people who was able to give thanks. Job was another one who was able to bless the Lord when he was in great trouble. We have read just now that one day, Job received news from his servant that his children were killed by natural disasters and livestock were taken away by the Sabians and camels by the Chaldeans. In fact, everything he had was taken away. When his servant informed him of the bad news, Job was able to worship God and to give thanks. And this is what he said in his prayer. Job chapter 1, verse 21, he says this: "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." So, my friend, it took great courage to give thanks in time like this. But those people, Jesus, Paul, and Job, and many others did, they were able to give thanks to God in spite of bad times. Then we ask, for what should we be thankful? I would like to suggest a few, although there are many things we can do so. First of all, I think we can be thankful to God because we live in this lovely country. Let us be grateful for the beauty of the lakes. Everywhere you go, you see the lakes. They are so beautiful, the rivers and the hills. Canada, especially Vancouver, is indeed a beautiful country. Thank God that we are living in this part of the world. Let us thank God also for the growing crops which bring forth in abundance for us to enjoy and sell at a reasonable price. For the thriving industries and for schools which are open to all. In all this area, we all can give thanks. Let us be grateful for the liberty and justice and for freedom and peace, for the government which serves all the people rather than oppresses them. And also, don't forget that the freedom of worship that we enjoy here. So these are some of the things concerning the country. Secondly, let us be grateful for Christian homes where children are cared for, where love for one another is seen by the neighbor. My friend, if you have a happy family, you can be thankful. You can give thanks to God. Thirdly, let us be grateful that we can worship without fear of persecution. And fourthly, for those who worship in this church, Vancouver VB Church, we can be thankful for this beautiful building that the Lord has prepared for us. Thank God for good session members who works very hard to lead the church. Thank God also for members who care for one another. So you see, my friend, there are many things that we can thank God for. And I believe there are many more we can be thankful to God. Then the next question we ask, why should we be thankful to God? All right, why should we? First of all, because we owe it to Him. Now in Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5, we catch two glimpses of praise around the throne of God in heaven. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 tells us that we are looking at the time which must be hereafter, that means the things of the future. And the main focus in this chapter, chapter 4, is on the throne. And the word throne is mentioned at least 12 times. The throne is a place of authority, a center of God's rulership for the activities in heaven, and it is a place where the government is carried out. Therefore, the throne is a central focus of Revelation chapter 4. Then especially the attention is focused on the one who sits on the throne. And the one who sits on the throne is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we know? If we turn to chapter 5, the same thing, it tells us that one who sits on the throne is the Lamb of God, and He sacrificed for us. In verse chapter 5, verse 6, verse 8, verse 12, and 13. So because of this, we know who are the person who sits on the throne. So Jesus Christ is the object of worship of heaven. In heaven, the angelic beings are worship leaders. They are worship leaders. They are like Elder Chai this morning, leading the praises of God. They are singing. They are song leaders. In fact, they are song leaders. They are up there singing his praise to Christ, singing of his glory, singing of his majesty. Believers who are in heaven also join them in the singing of praise to God. So if you do not know how to sing, better learn how to sing. And we can sing in heaven when the times come. And in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, we learn the lyrics. It says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Have you ever considered this truth? God is worthy of our thanks because he is our maker. Have you ever considered that? In Psalm 100, verse 3 tells us this. He says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves." In other words, all that we are, all that we have is from the loving hands of God. The strength we have, the food that we eat, the shelter over our heads, and all the things that we need to maintain our lives are a gift from God, our Creator. And the Bible tells us that he is our provider and our sustainer, not just our Creator. So, dear friends, we must give thanks. Furthermore, in James chapter 1, verse 17 says, "Every good thing comes from where? From above, from God. All the good things that you have received comes from above. Every necessity of life comes from his loving hand." In Revelation chapter 5, verse 12, we hear all heavens sing another song. What is the song? The song, the lyric says, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." They were singing all kinds of praises to the Lamb of God, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, how thankful we should be that our Creator God is also our Redeemer. He was slain for our sin. Why should we be thankful? Second reason, because all the circumstances of life are in the hands of God. And therefore, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, command us, says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you." This means, in every circumstance, in every situation, we are to give thanks to God, for this is his will for us. Only a child of God can really do this. You may say, "But you don't know my problem." My answer is, you don't know mine either. But we are not the only one with problems, isn't it? We are not the only one with problems. We are not the only one who faces disappointments. We are not the only one who faces sadness. We are not the only one who ever lost a job or lost a friendship. We are not the only one who has sinned against God. We are not the only one who suffer, who is being persecuted, who has been hated. There are others who have faced the same thing. And God says, no matter what happens, always be thankful. Why? Do you know why God can say that? Let me give you a few reasons for this. Why God wants us to say that? First of all, He knows our outcome. He knows what is going to happen next. All we know is just focus on a small area. We only know our disappointment. We only know our discouragement, all despair. That's all we know. We look down. But God knows that is not the end of the story. That's not the end of the story. That's not the end of your life. He is working things out for our best interest. Let me quote to you some verses that speaks about this, that God cares for each one of us. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, a very familiar verse. Here it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." That is, all that happens to us, we know is working for our good. If we love God, all these happenings are working towards His plan. So this is the first thing we know, especially the believers. Secondly, His assurance and comfort to us are mentioned in Romans chapter 8, verse 35. God says, "For us here, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or prayer or sword?" That is, who can really keep Christ's love away from us? Who can really do that? When we get into trouble or in calamity, when we are hunted down or destroyed, is it because God doesn't love us anymore? And here it says, no, the answer is not. The next verse is Romans chapter 8, verse 37 to 39. Here it says, "Nay," nay means no. Okay? "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loves us. For I am persuaded..." Can I have the water, please? Sorry. Let me read the verse again. Verse 37 to 39. Paul said, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature," what is that, "shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus." You see, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Satan may try, people may try to prevent you, but nothing. God loves us means He loves us. So in all these terrible things that we often struggle through, often can have overwhelming victory. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can distract us from His purpose for our lives. My friend, He may allow something to come that are hard for us to face, but as we face them, thanking God for He's able to turn them around and achieve His purpose through us. Dear friends, do not despair when the cross gets heavier. Do not despair when the burden is oppressive. For it may be at that moment that God is perfecting the greatest blessings of heaven to place into your life. So the conclusion is this. Apart from national issue, there is a personal question here. And the question is this, how are you in this Thanksgiving season? How are you getting on? Are you thankful? Can you look up and thank God every day, even sometimes through tears? My friend, it is not a question of how much we have. Our Thanksgiving service has its beginning in 1621, when the pilgrims got together a feast and invited the Indians to be their guests. That was in America, okay? It started there. They did not have very much. Due to poor harvest, the food was limited. They did not have turkey or even chickens. They do not have all these things of what we all enjoy, many people enjoy today. You know what they have for the Thanksgiving dinner? Brown bread. That's it. And they were so thankful to God. They are thankful to God for His mercy, for His grace that kept them through. Are you one of God's thankful people? If not, you should be. You know, my friend, God loves you. He made you. He redeemed you. He wants you to be grateful and to be thankful to Him. And the Bible says in Psalm 50, verse 23, God says here, "Whosoever offereth praise, glorify me." He gives thanks to God. God is very happy. So may we at this Thanksgiving service be a thankful people. Thank God, not just thank God for the turkey to eat. You know, nowadays, Thanksgiving season or their fellowship, I inquire. I have some friends in, every morning I meet them in McDonald's. They are old people. So I want to know exactly how they celebrate the Thanksgiving. I say, how do you celebrate the Thanksgiving? Well, turkey, invite my family to come and have a meal together. And most of these are old people. And one of them said, you know, my Thanksgiving, the people come to my house for Thanksgiving getting smaller and smaller. Starting with 16, now I have 7. Well, I say, as you grow older, that's the case, right? And none of them ever say a word that thank God for this, thank God for that. So Thanksgiving to many people, even the Christians, those of them I met, I asked, they were Christians. Think of food, think of reunion. But I think we as Christians who know the word of God, we want to celebrate this Thanksgiving season more meaningfully. We want to thank God for all the things that we have received that He had done for us. And I'm very thankful to God for this morning's prayer. All about Thanksgiving. That's wonderful. Thanksgiving prayer from Elder Chai. How about you? What are the things that you have in mind to thank God for? I think this season is the best time for us to remember. And may God help each one of us to be thankful people. Thank God for everything. Thank those who help us. I think this is something which is in order. May God help us. In closing, let us turn to the hymns 478. Count your blessing, and this will help us to remember to give thanks to God.